Sure. We your dream girls.
What? I don't know any of the words. So I just made some sounds.
Beyonce sings in the background.
I'll do it true improvisation.
And now you're ready. And now you're ready to be a background singer.
Great.
Well, baby! There we go. All right, welcome back. Today we watched, Catherine and I watched Dreamgirls, which Catherine has never seen before.
Nope. Which I don't know why I haven't. I think it's just...
No actual reason as to why.
I don't know. I was gonna actually come up with a reason, then I'm like, I can't really think of, like, a real reason.
Well, you don't watch a lot of things. So
yeah, that's the only reason really I can think of.
It really just falls into that category of you probably never got around to it.
Pretty much, yeah. And I think it wasn't on my radar for a while also, so it wasn't even like one of those movies where it's like, oh, you haven't seen Star Wars? It's like, yeah, whatever, I'll get to it. It's like, yeah. I didn't have a bunch of people constantly like, you haven't seen Dreamgirls?
You know? That would be me. That would be me.
Because people are still mad at me about Star Wars, and I'm like, look, I think I've seen enough.
I've only seen the prequels and the new Star Wars. I tried to watch episode 4. I got bored, halfway through, and then turned it off.
So, not in this order. So, I've seen a completely random order. But I've seen the first prequel, the first 20 minutes of the second prequel. I fell asleep. I have seen the entirety of the last one. Not the prequel, but the other.
Like the most recent one? Or the last Star Wars?
I forgot their new ones. 6. I saw number 6.
Okay.
I think I've seen 4.
It is annoying that it starts at episode 4 and then... It gets really, like, confusing at a certain point when you have to explain it.
Yeah, because I think I've seen 4 and then I saw the 7... Mm-hmm. Whichever one that was, because I can't keep track, and I'm pretty sure that's it. There's another one after that, right?
I can guarantee you're really not missing all that much, because Star Wars, while it is interesting and fun to watch visually, it's not all that gripping, per se.
That's kind of my opinion. I'm like, I just don't find it that gripping. I don't think it's bad, like... People get all mad at me that I'm not that into it, and I'm like, I think Star Wars is also one of those things people kind of grew up with the franchise, mm-hmm. and I didn't, so I don't have any attachment to it.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how I feel about Lord of the Rings, but...
Yeah.
That's a whole nother conversation.
That's another one where I have seen the first one, and I never finished the second one because I fell asleep.
See, I've seen all of them...
Because it's so long.
I've seen all of them, and I've seen the second one twice. Yeah. I like the most, but I still don't like the series.
I've seen The Hobbit, because there are, I forget if there are 2 parts, I think?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, I've seen both. I actually saw one of them in theaters.
That's surprising.
I actually read The Hobbit. Now, that's long.
Is it? Because it's only one book.
Yes, I thought it was like a but have you ever read his books?
No.
They're quite dry.
Are you ready for some dry rye reads?
Yeah.
But anyway, we didn't do any of that today. We watched Dreamgirls.
No, we didn't.
Starring Beyonce and, I guess, Jennifer Hudson. I mean...
But, like, Beyonce, though.
Yeah, Beyonce's the draw here. Like, let's be real. So, you've never seen this. I've seen it multiple times. The funny thing is I was telling you this, is I'm like, the more times I watch this movie, and the older I get... The more I'm like, wow, Effie is super egocentric.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like, the entire time, she's just like, what about me? I deserve this. And I'm just like...
I deserve to be the most famous. It's not even like a, oh, you're literally trying to kick me out. It's like, how dare you not make me the star?
Yeah. That was really my whole... I feel like, especially this particular time rewatching it, I was like, God, Effie is just, like, so unlikable until, like, the last 40 or so minutes of the movie.
Yeah, super true. Like, she's good for the first, like, 10-ish minutes. You're like, okay, She's just sort of like the grumpy, more pessimistic one. And then you're like, no, she's just kind of annoying. Hmm. And then you go back to like, okay, I guess she's okay for the last like 40 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, that's the gist.
Yeah. But Beyonce's great throughout, so.
Yeah. Well, she starts out like way quieter in the beginning and then picks up.
Well, first I was like, is Beyonce really going to be like a minor character in this movie? I'm right. Like, are they going to do that? Because that's kind of what it's feeling like.
It's very, I don't know. There have been several movies I've watched with Beyonce in it because Beyonce's been in she's been in a few movies.
Like what else?
I'm
not very familiar with her filmography.
So she was in this movie, and then she was in Fighting Temptations with Cuba Gooding Jr., where she also sang in that one. That's why I mentioned that one next. And then she was in that movie with Idris Elba and what's her face? Ali Larder? Is that her name? I don't know. I don't think so. It might be her name, that might not be her name. But in that movie, they were fighting over him. Like, Idris Elba was Beyonce's husband, and then this white chick was just like, I'm obsessed with you, and I'm gonna, like, I want you to be my man. And then she's just like, no, that's my husband, and then they fight at some point. I mean, I've never actually seen the movie, I just know that that's what happens.
Okay.
Weirdly enough, I know, like, basically the whole movie without seeing it. I don't know how I've done that, but I've done it.
Wow.
Without going to the Wikipedia page, and that's the weirdest part.
I mean, that's fair. That's kind of like me with Infinity War. Haven't seen it, but I feel like I know all I need to know.
With that one, it's pretty much just memes. Like, once you see, if you've seen all of the memes, pretty much seen it.
That's the thing. Like, I saw so many memes. I had someone spoil most of it for me while I was at work. They literally just sat there and listed off everyone that got killed off, and I'm like,
Why would they do that? Who
is this monster? They were talking to someone else.
Oh.
Like, they were having a conversation about it, and I was in the room, and I literally, like, looked over them, and I'm like, I have not seen it. And at this point, I'm like, honestly, I'm not going to. I'm really not.
It's fine. You can just watch part two, and you can pretty much.
There's just so much. I'm like, do I need to? It's so much.
I think the only other movie Beyonce was also in was Austin Powers Goldmember.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That was fun.
Because I've seen that.
Weird.
I've seen Austin Powers, quite a few Austin Powers movies.
Have you? Well,
it's
only three.
It's been a while.
There's only three, so have you seen all three?
I lost track of how many there were. I've seen at least two, so.
I like to use that I've lost track of how many there are, and I just told you there are three of them.
Yeah, I know, and I didn't remember. I get confused sometimes between the names of his and the names of, like, James Bond movies.
I mean, that's fair.
Because, like, you know, it's kind of...
It's a parody.
Yeah, so I think in my mind, I've just completely forgotten how many... Like, I have no idea how many James Bond movies there are. No idea. If you made me guess, I'd say, like, 20.
I've never seen a James Bond movie. I don't intend to.
See, my dad's super into James Bond, so he just marathons it. Every time there's a marathon on TV, he just sits there and watches it.
But there's all the time. Many of them. At least 20, I feel.
No, they get really old after a while.
Yeah, but and yeah, then they change the white guy every once in a while.
Right. But I actually have seen Austin Powers. I have seen Goldmember, and I've seen at least one other. I'd have to go, like, look at the plots to remember for sure which one / if I've seen them all. But
yeah, because the first one is International Man of Mystery, and the second one is The Spy Who Shagged Me, and the third one's Goldmember.
Yeah.
I think the second one is probably the best, but I don't really remember the first one all that much.
Yeah.
I just remember laughing the most of the second one.
Because they weren't movies that I was ever like, I'm going to actively sit down and watch the Austin Power movies. Wait, I haven't seen the first one yet, so I need to watch that before. It was very much like it's on TV, and I watched it.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I don't remember chronologically where they were. That's why I can't keep track of how many there were, because I just would see it when it's on TV.
I mean, that's fair. Like, that's fair. I do. I have all three of them somewhere. I have to look for them.
Yeah.
Because
I haven't seen them in years. It's been a while.
They're not organized in the correct location, probably, in my room. Sorry, something is, like, beaming at me from the opposite side of the room. It's like this light behind me is, like, bouncing off of it and picking up on whatever.
So you keep looking at it?
Yeah, like, you know how, like, highlighters or, like, anything that's, like, neon has, like, a certain, like, under... I don't know what the... luminescence to it, I guess?
Yeah.
Like, these LED lights that I have in my room pick up on that, so they, like, accentuate whatever luminescence something has. And whatever it is, it's, like...
Is it orange?
Yeah, it's bouncing off of
that. Yeah, I can actually even see that a little bit.
It's very weird. Sorry. We just had, like, a whole side conversation about this.
I mean, we've gotten very off topic from what movies are Beyonce.
Hey, the good Beyonce movies would be this one, and Fighting Temptations is fun, but I think it's mainly because she does sing in that movie. And any movie where Beyonce sings in it...
is already a winner. Yeah.
Like, that's all I want. I want them to do... I want Beyonce to do another movie where she is the star and also sings.
What if she and Mariah Carey did a movie together?
See, that would be fun, but also Mariah Carey isn't that strong of an actor.
Right, which is why it could be funny. It wouldn't be the kind of movie you watch for, like, amazing film.
Yeah.
Like...
You just watch like, for you the watch spectacle.
You watch for this. It'd be a very self-indulgent thing to watch, where it's like, I'm watching this because Mariah Carey and Beyonce are in it, and for no other reason.
Do you know the best acting role I've seen Mariah Carey in is actually her bit part in Precious, where she played a social worker?
I didn't know she... Oh my god, because I've seen that too, but it's been a really long time.
Yeah, she has, like, black hair, and they kind of have her in, like, no makeup, and then she's like... talking to Precious, and they're like, also, I'm a horrible person and kind of laughed a lot in Precious when it's a sad movie. And but the thing is, there are a lot of weirdly comedic things in it. It's like,
but, I mean, yeah,
I don't
fair.
Think it's supposed. It's not. Well, I'm not gonna say I don't think it's supposed to be funny because it's obviously not supposed to be funny. But
no, it's not.
I will say that I did laugh.
Was it funny? No. Did I laugh? Yes.
I mean, my favorite part is definitely, like, when she has, like, that moment where she's, like, I think she was, like, staring at the TV and she, like, has this dream sequence moment where, like, her and Monique, who plays her mom, are having some, like, telenovela moment and shit. And she's just, like, eat the food. And she's just, like, I'm not hungry. And then she goes, eat it, whore.
And you laughed.
I laugh every time. It's so funny. Also, the part where she steals the chicken. That's really funny.
Oh, my God. Well, my favorite is the Yorgos movies. Yorgos.
You mean the Dogtooth dude?
Yeah. He also did The Lobster, Killing of a Sacred Deer, and now The Favorite. Haven't seen The Favorite, though.
I haven't seen that either. Maybe we should watch that.
Yes, I hear it's out now. Yeah. But anyways, his movies are always where it's, like, this is more intentional, though, where, like, something really messed up is happening, but it's really funny, so you're laughing at things that are super, like, have you seen Killing of a Sacred Deer?
Yeah. Are you talking about the part where he's just, like, spinning around, like, with a gun?
No, well, that is funny, but also there's another part I remember that I still can't get over, where, like, his kids, like, can't walk, like, can't move, and he's, like, trying to get the son to, like... stand, and he's literally just, like, picking him up and just, like, dropping him, and the kid's just falling flat on the floor because he can't stand or anything, and it's, like, it's super messed up, but it's so funny to watch, like, the way it's done. But his is more intentional. It's just where, like, it doesn't tend to speak to a general audience, so what happens is you're in a theater and you're the only one laughing.
And then everyone looks at you like you're weird, and then... To me, I would look back at other people and be like, oh, you know what this is.
Yeah, because I think if you look at his movies, they are technically categorized as comedies, which is why they get really bad reviews by general audiences, because they go expecting a comedy, and then they get some real messed up stuff that is funny, but in a very dark way.
Yeah, they just don't get dark humor.
Yeah, it's very dry humor, too. It's not like...
It's like Triscuit... in a desert cabinet. It's like that Selena Gomez song, A Year Without Rain.
Oh my god.
Which is about how dry her vagina is.
Is it?
I don't know.
Welcome to Chad's TED Talk.
I'm just dissecting. We should do an episode where I just dissect pop music.
Oh my
I'm like,
god,
this
please.
Is what I think the song is about. I don't know.
Because I did tweet this at you once. Where I'm like, I want Chad to explain lesbian culture in his own words.
I don't know what to say to that. I don't know. Because the thing is I'm like, I'm I'm gonna say something that probably sounds offensive, but I'm like, I'm not being offensive. I'm like, this is literally things I've gotten from lesbians I've known in the past. So it's really just recycled jokes from other lesbians.
Are you appropriating lesbian culture?
No, because I'm also within the LGBTQ sandwich.
Sandwich.
I mean,
I didn't know it was a sandwich now.
It's either that or alphabet soup. But who wants the soup? Who wants soup when you can have a sandwich?
Depends on where you're getting it. Panera sandwiches, they're soup. Pretty decent.
I like a good panini. So anyway, Dream.
Back to 30 minutes later.
So, the thing I love the most about this movie is the music. I mean, I love the story as well, the story is, like, loosely based on the Supremes, and I love the Supremes. They're, like, my favorite. They're, like, my favorite Motown artists.
Yeah.
I had to think about that for a second, because I was just like, wait, what other Motown artists are there? But I think the Supremes are probably my favorite.
It just made me want to go listen to the Supremes.
I mean,
it's all I want.
I have a greatest hits anthology album on vinyl around here somewhere. I also have one of Diana Ross, which is who Dina is apparently based off of.
Oh, interesting.
So, like, the thing is like, in the past of the Supremes, there, and I'm loosely going off here, so don't try and clock me on this because I don't know for facts.
I don't know anything.
I'm just telling the Insomniacs out there, those are fans. Who are listening, don't try and clock me on some fucking details because I don't actually 100% know, but I'm going off of what I remember from the Wikipedia page that I read several years ago when I originally watched this movie, which came out in 2006.
Yeah, that was a really long time ago.
Yes. So this is about like 13 years ago where I'm like, I'm regurgitating what I think I remember from the page.
I don't remember anything from 13 years ago.
I remember a lot of things, but I can't talk about them. I'm in witness protection. From myself.
Okay.
I've put myself in witness protection. But, so, the Supremes were originally a group of, you know, like, three women. And what it was is, it follows very much of, like, the storyline of Dreamgirls, where, they decided to move Diana Ross to the forefront because originally it was another woman who had, like, a strong, quote-unquote, stronger voice. And they moved Diana Ross to the front because they wanted to cross over and get more of an appeal or of a wider audience. And this caused friction, blah, blah, blah. They ended up replacing that singer. And, you know.
Here we are.
Yeah, the Supremes became what they were, which was a huge group.
Yeah.
That one singer, I think she faded into obscurity. I don't remember if she actually ended up getting her due justice, like how they do it in the movie.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, in movies, we like to have clean, happy endings.
Yeah. Unless it's an indie movie, then you can, like, totally do whatever you want. But if it's a mainstream, right. It's just like,
yeah, yeah.
We need to have
And this a happy was more ending. Mainstream, for sure.
Yeah. I wish mainstream movies would actually end on, like, a sadder note, like, a more somber note where you're just like, no, this didn't work out for anyone. Why? Because it's fucking life.
Shocks the entire general audience.
Everyone goes home and they're like, I hated that movie. Honestly, I think there have been movies in the past that have done something like that and they haven't been very well received.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, when those are, like, when you're doing something like this, where it's, like, close to, like, a biopic almost, and it ends up like that, then it's kind of like, you can't get all that upset about something that's, like, factual. It's mm-hmm. like, no, this is, like, truly what happened.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But the music in this movie, great. Top notch.
A+.
Jamie Foxx played a pretty good villain, I think. Because mm-hmm. by the end of the movie, you're just like, I fucking hate you.
Truly. You just see his face, and you're like, get the fuck out of here.
Like, you were shouting at him, you're like, you stay away from that child! Even though it was his child, you were like, stay away from that kid!
Yeah. No, I did pick up on that, because I know that sometimes things go way over my head, because I do not pay attention. Like, the fact that one guy was sisters with Effie.
You mean her brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, did I say?
You said sisters. It's okay.
That's fine. You know what I mean. They were siblings. Yeah. Totally went over my head. But I did pick up on the kid thing, so I'm like, great. I picked up a basic plot point. Proud of you. Proud of myself.
Well, oh yeah, I'm just remembering that because I also remember saying, I was just like, he is a confirmed homosexual. And you were just like, how do you know that? And I'm like, he's wearing a turtleneck. All it's gays true. Wear turtlenecks.
I mean, honestly, by the end of the movie, I'm like, he's totally homosexual, though.
Yeah. Okay. For one, he was the songwriter for the group The Dreams.
Yeah.
And he wrote all their songs. And it's just like, sure, that doesn't automatically make you gay, but he is in touch with his feminine side because he could write for women and it'd be like,
right.
You whatever. Take from that what you will. But one of the parts that truly cemented it was when they were doing Step Into the Bad Side, and he was like, oh, let me show you this choreography. And it was like when the credits were
you were like, see, he's dancing, he's gay.
You're like, yeah, dancers are gay. And I was like, no, he's doing choreography. Name one straight choreographer. I don't know
enough choreographers to like deny or confirm. So
I feel like every single one that I've seen on TV in the past has been full homosexual.
Everyone I've seen on TV or on YouTube is gay, but. Also, if you look at the range of content that I've seen that has choreographers, it makes sense. Because, like, at least on TV, when I think of, like, when have I seen choreographers on TV, I'm like, RuPaul's Drag Race, when they are, like, choreographing things, and I'm like, well, that would kind of make sense as to them all being
gay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it would be weird if they were straight.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Moving on once again.
Yes. I don't know if in the stage play he is a confirmed homosexual or not, but I think if that character was, it would add more to the story a little bit.
I agree.
Because, I mean, there would be, well.
When they pushed him with that other woman.
The additional person that they replaced Effie with.
Yeah. That just felt like a total afterthought where they're just like, what do we do with these two? Nah.
Yeah. It's one of those things where he is a hashtag confirmed bachelor, as they used to call it back in the day, which was just code for that man is a homosexual. We've never seen him with a woman ever. Because you never see him with a woman throughout the whole movie. I mean, for one, why would you? Because it would seem weird that you would. But even moments where they were, like, relaxing and doing random shit, like just hanging out backstage and stuff like that, you never see him with a woman.
No.
So, for him to be with that lady, or that woman, I think her name is Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle.
That's kind of funny, because, you know, Michelle Williams, Destiny's Child.
That's the only reason I remembered it.
We're just bringing it all home. For him to have been with Michelle towards the end of the movie didn't make sense. Like, y'all might as well have...
It was random and didn't add anything to the plot.
Yeah. She might as well have just... full-on just been his beard. I wouldn't be surprised if in the stage play there is, like, a whole number where she's just like, I'm done being your beard! Flips her... throws her wig at him.
I hope so. I really hope so.
I also hope she throws her wig. Mm-hmm. This is my rendition of Dreamgirls. My rendition of Dreamgirls, Effie gets a slightly smaller part. She sings I'm Not Going for no apparent reason. She just comes out of nowhere. Like, she's just actually sitting in the audience and then just jumps up and sings, I'm Not Going.
Oh my god.
On stage. And then the rest of the stage play happens and the brother is gay. And also wears turtlenecks. Because everyone knows.
Yeah.
If it's that... Can you name one other or did you see any other person at the, like, during... the movie, who was wearing a turtleneck besides him.
No.
Hashtag gay. Hashtag gay confirmed facts.
Oh my god.
I'm a sleuth. I'm a super sleuth with this.
But if there was another person with a turtleneck, would you just argue that that means that the argument about him wearing turtlenecks means he's gay? Or would you say that that person is also gay because they are also wearing turtlenecks?
That person is also gay and they are fucking. That's what you can extrapolate from all of that. It's like, oh, another turtleneck. I saw him wearing a similar turtleneck before. Hashtag they switch clothes.
Great.
I don't dance.
Yeah, I was going to say High School Musical 2 style.
Question mark. Hey, if we learn anything from High School Musical, it's that when people say I don't dance and or switch clothes, they're having sex.
Yes. Confirmed.
That is confirmed. It is what it is, people. Take away with it what you will. I remember saying at one point that this movie kind of triggers my hashtag justice for Beyonce.
Yeah.
Because Jennifer Hudson won an Oscar for this movie, which is warranted because she
did a good job.
She did a really good job. Yeah. She sang her ass off. She did some really good acting. I really believed it. I was just like, wow, you are a very egocentric young lady. And, I mean, Beyonce got nothing for this movie, which is sad because...
Not even a nom?
No, I don't remember. I think she didn't get a nom for this, actually. That's what it was.
That's rude.
I know. Because she should at least got one for Listen, because I'm like, she sang her ass off with that song.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's whatever.
Justice for Beyonce.
Yeah. It really just makes me think back to the Grammys, where she didn't get the Grammy for Album of the Year for Lemonade, and I'm like, how dare? How dare those people? How dare they? I just have a lot of thoughts and feelings about these things.
I'm just looking up Beyonce's IMDb.
And looking up what movie she's been in. I think what's funny is, I'll go and look up the soundtrack for this movie every once in a while, and I'll listen to, you know the song that they're like, they took Effie's song and then redid it as a disco song or whatever? Uh-huh. What's funny is I prefer that song as a disco song. Because it's just more fun.
Yeah. I like to have fun.
I do like to have fun. Disco's fun. I wish disco would come back. Why won't we revive disco? That is really my question, is where is the disco revival?
It's a valid question.
We like to have fun. Everyone likes to have fun. People like to dance. Come on. I think it would work. A disco revival at this point would definitely work.
Yeah.
I like how you looked at me and with, zero opinion on it. You're like,
I don't have a strong opinion on it, I will say that. But, I do think it would come back, and I am here for disco, so. Here for it.
Alright. Cool.
My official opinion. Here for it, not about to do anything about it.
True. I just want them to bring back disco so that we can have roller discos.
Yeah. Bring back rollerblading, you know?
I'm not good at rollerblading. Roller skating, though. I'm okay at.
I kind of mean the same thing. Rolling.
The thing is when you put wheels on this body, things go awry.
Wait, so when you say rollerblading versus skating...
What do you mean? What?
I said rollerblading, you're like, oh, not that, but roller skating.
Oh, yeah. Well, rollerblading is inline skating.
The inline, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Okay, that's what I thought you meant. But I didn't intend it in that way, I just meant in, boots with wheels on them in a wooden rink.
Ah,
yeah. That was my intention.
Yeah, I actually do own some roller skates. I have
really?
Some. Yeah.
Wild.
They're in my garage. I wore them in a video that I did in college.
Amazing. No, I've seen that.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about. As soon as... Yeah, okay.
It was in that video, it was on a hill, and I...
Did you die?
No, but I almost did. Because I forgot how to stop.
Great.
And the thing was, I didn't want to, destroy the brakes.
You wheel away and we never see you again.
Basically, you just
bye, Chad.
You see me rolling away with my arms in the air as if I'm going to, fly off.
He's free. He's finally free.
Gets hit by a truck.
Oof.
So, how did you feel about this movie, since this was your first time watching it?
Oh, I had a great time. I love musicals. I'm into the Supremes and, generally that kind of music. The music in it was good. I am a Beyonce stan. I'm here for it. All the way.
I liked how you said... What was it exactly? It was... You were talking about how you like in musicals, whenever there's, like, an emotional moment, they have to sing about it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love it when they have, like, conversation, like, they're having a conversation or an argument, and they just do it all in song. And that's the thing I think a lot of people complain about with musicals, where, like, it's not realistic. People don't, like, just break into song. I'm like, I don't care. It's more fun that way.
Exactly.
This argument is so much more interesting in song.
Exactly. Why do people think Glee lasted as long as it was?
Well, people all be like, musicals aren't realistic, and then they go watch Star Wars, and I'm like...
Really? Exactly.
It's I'm like, you don't get a complete, you don't get a pick and choose.
Exactly. It's like, how many Ewoks have you seen in the forest?
Yeah. You think Up, Pixar's Up, is realistic? Y'all still love that!
That's true. And I can't tell you how many people talk about WALL-E and how great that is. I've never seen it. I'm only talking about it as
a I love how you just directly go to attack WALL-E. Like, it's very much like, I have beef with WALL-E and I've been dying to bring it up.
I don't, honestly. Oh. I've just never seen it.
Sorry, I hurt myself.
It's okay. I do that all the time on that particular chair.
And it was something dumb, too. I literally grabbed my foot, pushed down, and I pressed, like, the bones of my foot against the edge of this. Like, it was very much, I physically hurt myself.
And then screamed, ow.
Yes. It's like reaching out to a hot pan and then getting burned by it and being mad about it.
Funnily enough, I literally read a tweet like that last night. So I was just like, I forgot to put on an oven mitt when I was pulling out cookies.
Oh, well, I was making chicken wings last night, and they were, like, baked in the oven, and the pan was sitting on top, and I was doing something, and I bumped into the pan, and it starts to fall, so I try and grab it, but then it hurts, and I literally kept going back and forth in, like, this split 2 seconds as it was falling of, like, grab it so it doesn't fall! It's hot, don't grab it, but grab it, because I don't want to drop my chicken! And at the end, I both burned myself and dropped my chicken.
So it was a lose-lose situation.
It really was.
I'm going to tell you right now, when you said you were making chicken, I had to stop myself from saying wings. Sorry. I'm like, I don't even know how to begin to explain this joke, but...
Oh, boy.
Because, like, in the newest Luna song...
Butterfly.
There's a part where one of the girls goes, wings, wings. And someone made a meme of it where she, like, they edited her face on, like, someone who's working at, like, Popeyes or KFC.
Honestly, me as hell.
So it's just really funny because I just keep it. Honestly, that picture has been haunting my memory for, like, the last 3 days. It's so funny.
It's so specific. But I'm also not surprised at all when Luna came out of your mouth.
Wings, wings.
I'll just never mention chicken.
Ever again. Good luck with that.
Yeah, that's true.
We love a good chicken.
We do love a good chicken.
So I really feel like that's, like, the good gist of the movie. Like,
pretty much, yeah.
It's just a fun ride. It actually goes, like, quite quickly for it to be, like, over 2 hours.
Right, it didn't feel like an over 2 hour movie. Because I can usually tell, because as soon as, usually once we pass that hour and a half is when I start going, I'm kind of bored.
Yeah.
But no, I was having a good time, whole time.
Yeah, it kind of, because me and my mom last week we watched Bohemian Rhapsody.
How was that?
It was good.
Like, I enjoy Queen, and I hear Rami Malek is amazing in it, so I'm like, I feel like I want to watch it.
Yeah, my mom really liked Rami Malek in it, but the thing is it's a lot like, what was the word I was going to say? It's a lot like Dreamgirls, where, like, the pacing is very similar.
Okay.
It's rather quick.
It's kind of a biopic.
Yeah.
Well, it is a biopic.
Well, that one is, like, a full biopic. Yeah, one's, like, they basically were like, how do we make a biopic and also get a... Get around copyright.
Yeah, because it's also the Jackson 5 ripoff. I forget what it was called. It was like the something connection.
Yeah. I don't know. For the sake of this conversation, let's say the Connecticut connection.
Yeah. Like, I saw the Connecticut connection and, like, a small kid and a group of other grown people with the same similar haircut and style, and I'm like, so Jackson 5. And then they started playing the song, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were trying to, parody ABC, but they were just saying random words, like, boy meets girl, girl meets boy. It was too much.
And, like, even the voice, even, like, the voice sounded so similar. I'm like...
Yeah.
Just, wow.
Well, that's how you know what they were going for. They had to, like, try and replicate the voice.
Yeah.
But, no, the only... one thing that I always remember is, the song that they do at the end of the movie, like, right before, they bring out Effie and she sings and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
The Hard to Say Goodbye or whatever
song.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
That song weirdly isn't on the soundtrack. And I'm, like, really annoyed because I've always...
It was a good song.
I know. I've been looking for that song since 2006. I'm going to tell you that straight up.
Oh, my God.
And I'm very mad that it's not on the soundtrack. But, you know.
Well, apparently Listen did get nominated for a Golden Globe.
Oh. Did she get it? I don't remember.
Just nominated. Same for... She also got Best Supporting Actress or Best Actress or Best Performance, something like that, nominee for Golden Globes as well. Oscars snubbed her, of course. But the Golden Globes was there looking out for Beyonce.
They're the true Beyonce stans.
It's true.
I mean, they didn't give it to her, but, you know.
But, like, I mean...
An attempt was made.
At least, like, some recognition was given.
Yeah. And that's truly what we all... What we all want. We just...
Right.
You just have to acknowledge the fact that Beyonce is Beyonce. Like, yeah. What was funny was in the movie, like, every once in a while they would talk about the character Dina, who was played by Beyonce.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, she's not that special, or I didn't think she had that much of a voice. And it's, like, every time...
It's like, but it's Beyonce!
It's like, Beyonce?!
Well, it was like, when I told you how the first, like, when she first came out, and, like, this guy was like, who's that? And I'm like, Beyonce?!
He's like, yo, you weren't here on time. You can't go on stage. It's like, you'd say that to Beyonce?
Yeah.
There's a level of disbelief you have to suspend. But also, this was made in 2006 before. Like, this was when Beyonce was still
established. But she wasn't the true legend that she is today.
Truly.
Like that's why I love the concept of, like, Beyonce being in The Masked Singer. Because imagine being the one who voted to send Beyonce home.
Ooh.
You know?
At that point, I think you have to always be watching your back.
Yeah, like, I think that would be so funny.
Hey, that Bayhive does not play. They will be looking for you.
Oh, yeah.
Next thing you know, there's just, like, one random incident that happens in your life. You're just like, I think that was one of the Bayhive. They're like, oh, my car had a flat tire. It was the Bayhive. But anyway... I honestly just want a fucking movie where Beyonce is the star and also sings in it.
Yeah.
Can she give me that?
That's what we need in this year, 2019.
Yeah. I know she kind of, like, sort of does that with her visual albums, but no, I want, like, a full, like, movie narrative with her singing so that she can get the due recognition that she deserves. Because even though she tried to get an Emmy nom with Lemonade and they didn't give it to her, which was...
So rude.
Or maybe they did give it to her and she didn't win.
I think I saw a nomination.
Yeah, I want to say they gave her the nom, but she didn't win. And I was just like, what? I'm like, I can guarantee you that was a bigger draw than a lot of random stuff that's on TV.
Two nominations. For Outstanding Directing for a Variety Special and Outstanding Variety Special. It's hard to think of Lemonade as a variety special.
It's one of those... It's the thing with, like, a lot of those categories where the words that are that encompass the category don't necessarily match anymore.
Okay. Well, she also got an Emmy nominee for her Super Bowl halftime show, which I didn't know was a thing.
Well, that was deserved. Because, honestly, I can't think of a halftime show... Yeah. I can't think of a halftime show better.
But I didn't know they had categories like that.
Me either.
It was for Outstanding Special Class Short Format Live Action Entertainment Programs.
Wow, they put a lot of words into that.
So many.
That's when you're getting down to the thinnest of narrow in the margins.
Yes. Just wanted to let you know.
Well, Beyonce, please just give us a movie. That's really all we want.
It's true.
But, thanks for listening, guys. Tune in next time when we watch more stuff. As always. Gucci.
Gucci.